Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
The Biden administration announcing it'll scrap funding from the CHIPS Act that had been allocated to build and expand semiconductor R&D facilities. Our Christina Partsinevelos breaks down the impact of that for today's Tech Check. Hey, Christina.
Hi, Carl. Well, there's so much demand right now for the $53 billion CHIPS Act government aid that the Biden administration announced, like you said, that it's going to scrap funding plans specifically for research and development facilities. That amount is undisclosed at the moment, but Reuters is reporting it's more than $2 billion, and it's $2 billion that's going to be allocated to fund chip manufacturing hubs like Intel, for example, which just received over $20 billion in aid and government loans to build chips on American soil just last month. It is a lot. $20 billion is a lot, but it's a drop in the bucket when you consider Intel has promised to spend over $100 billion on manufacturing hubs like this Ohio one you're seeing on your screen right now. I spoke with Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger just a few weeks ago, and he told me that it took 3 decades to lose chip manufacturing to Asia, and it's not just going to come back here in the United States in 3 to 5 years, and suggests that there should be another round of government aid, calling it CHIPS Act 2. We'll see if that catches on. Speaking of those manufacturing hubs, Intel is looking to convince investors of better profitability in a webinar this afternoon. It plans to separate the economics of its internal fabs from its chip designs. That means a separate profit and loss for chip manufacturing hubs to better highlight the metrics of Intel's businesses. With Intel hoping, analysts will now evaluate Intel with some of the parts analysis and conclude that maybe this company is undervalued. But investors are cautious, and you can see that in the stock reaction this year alone. Even if you don't know any of the names on the screen, you can see Intel's the only red one there. Broadcom up 37%, Nvidia up 79%, Marvell up 19%. Intel shares just clearly not riding that AI wave. And that's because near-term fundamentals are still trending flat to negative. PC sales are slow to rebound. Intel's programmable chip business, Altera, is trending lower. And while there is pickup in server demand, AMD has been consistently stealing market share from Intel. And another big negative, the foundry business we just talked about is supposedly losing a lot of money right now as it builds out these hubs. Some, like Ohio, we just saw that moments ago, are already delayed until maybe 2027, 2028. And that adds to investor caution about Intel's big turnaround. Sarah?
Yeah, after a huge rise last year, right, Christina?
With the stock overall? Yeah, it did better just towards the end because it was pricing in all of that CHIPS Act funding money, which is now fully priced in. You can see the stock down today ahead of the event.
Meanwhile, shares of Microsoft, they are down about 1% today as the prospect of higher rates for longer pressures tech. It's one of the biggest drags on the NASDAQ 100, along with Broadcom, NVIDIA, and AMD. Microsoft announced yesterday that it plans to split up its Teams and Office bundles following scrutiny from European regulators. Analysts at Mizuho say the move will be incrementally positive for Zoom, which makes a rival video product. The firm also saying Salesforce-owned Slack could see a boost from the breakup. And speaking of Salesforce, the company revealing today that it is expanding its Einstein Copilot capabilities to its Tableau platform and that the AI tech will be widely available in the next few weeks. For more on that launch, let's bring in the CEO of Salesforce AI, Clara Shai. Clara, great to see you. I'm sorry we can't be in person in San Francisco this time. What are you seeing? I mean, we're certainly seeing this pullback in some of the tech names, some of the AI winners today. But when you look at your customers and what they're using Einstein Copilot and these generative AI tools for, do you think that spending is going to only increase in these products in the year ahead?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's the customer response to our AI products and platform has been tremendous, whether it's Slack AI or all the service users and sales teams and marketers and commerce managers using Einstein. We're really seeing tremendous productivity gains. And that's really what's inspiring customers to go from pilot to production this year. And so I think it all comes down to business outcomes, and customers are willing to spend where they see a return.
Are they spending, is it additional spend on Einstein Copilot, or are you offering it to them as part of their existing package right now? How are you guys monetizing?
So we've heard a lot of different types of requests from customers, and we're addressing that demand really through two ways. One is we have a new Einstein 1 edition for sales and service and for our industries that allows our customers to get everything that they love from Salesforce, including Einstein AI, Data Cloud, Slack, other features and functions all packaged together. And then for those customers who want to specifically purchase AI, we have add-on seats, Einstein for service, Einstein for sales, Einstein for platform that customers can easily buy.
Obviously, Salesforce serves a wide range of industries. Which industries are you seeing is sort of picking up quickly to the generative AI tools?
You know, the amazing thing, Deirdre, is that we're seeing it across every industry. You know, financial services companies, from banks and wealth management firms, mortgage, insurance, health and life sciences, pharma companies, public sector. It's really demand across the board. And I think it speaks to the power and potential of bringing AI and data into every organization.
And how is that affecting their efficiency? Earlier on in the show, we were talking about the upcoming earnings season and how we're going to see more companies outside of the mega cap sort of see better earnings. The breadth of this rally and the earnings trend is going to broaden out. Do you see on your side this helping efficiencies and productivities at companies?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you bring data in and unlock kind of previous silos and trap data in every company, it really unlocks tremendous possibilities. And so we look at service representatives who are now able to answer questions much more quickly because the AI is automating the drudgery and the mundane work of having to look up knowledge articles. And now customers like Wonolo and Gucci and ADP are seeing faster resolution times, and then customer satisfaction scores go up.
How is that impacting efficiency and productivity at Salesforce itself? I remember, I think it was a few years ago, activist investors were demanding more profitability, and you guys have actually come some ways of doing that. What's the opportunity for generative AI to further improve margins?
You know, one of the things that I've always appreciated most about Salesforce is how much we adapt our own products. So all of our sellers are using Salesforce every day. Same with our customer support, customer success team. And so our own teams have been the very first to test out, give feedback on, and adapt everything from Einstein GPT for sales, so account summaries, generating emails to customers, as well as on the service side, service reply recommendations and case summaries, et cetera.
Clara, thanks for being with us. It's good to see you.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.